Exclusive. Representative Steve Scalise, Biden's infrastructure bill uses global warming to send more jobs to China. By Robert Krajicek on April 1, 2021. The Biden administration's American Jobs Plan, ostensibly an infrastructure funding bill, will facilitate the outsourcing of jobs to China under the name of global warming if enacted. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, said on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. The Democrats' proposed legislation would make China a preferable location for many business operations, Scalise warned. This is going to kill even more jobs than terminating the Keystone XL pipeline, Scalise said. When you raise taxes, companies start moving their jobs overseas again, like they were doing when we had high taxes a few years ago. That means we lose middle-class jobs. Scalise said the Trump administration's reduction of the corporate tax rate below the global average made America a more competitive place to do business. We reversed outsourcing of jobs from America by cutting taxes below the world average, he remarked. The world average is 21%. Other countries have tax rates, too, it's just that their tax rates are a lot lower. When China is going to be a cheaper place to do business in terms of tax policy and regulatory policy than the United States, that's when you start losing middle-class jobs. I don't want to see that happen. I don't think most people do, but that's where we'll go if we have this massive tax increase and job-killing bill all disguised as infrastructure. Listen. Democrats' push to reduce and eliminate carbon dioxide emissions in relation to climate change provides economic advantages to China given the one-party state's absence of such policies, Scalise noted. Scalise stated, "For the folks that think that man is destroying the earth, these policies, that are probably written by China, because China benefits the most, are going to send more jobs to China and emit more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. How would anybody in America come up with a policy that's stupid? China is already getting an advantage over us," Scalise determined. When you see President Biden going back into the Paris Accord and pushing the Green New Deal where they have this mythical concern about CO2 emissions, yet they're running jobs out of America to places where they emit more carbon dioxide, this is a psychotic policy. He continued, "They're not even being honest with people. If you don't build the Keystone pipeline, the oil's still coming out of the ground in Canada. It's just being put on tankers and shipped overseas to countries to refine it where they don't have good standards like we do. Oil in the Northeast is coming from Russia and Saudi Arabia now where they emit more carbon dioxide to make the same oil. When you run these jobs out of America, steel is going to be made somewhere," he added. "It's just going to be made in China or India where they emit five times more carbon dioxide, so you're going to actually put more CO2 in the atmosphere." Scalise claims promises from Democrats and the broader left to retrain energy industry workers will go unfulfilled. This idea that everybody working on an oil rig is going to be able to go and start installing solar panels tomorrow, is an illusion, he said. It's a devastating kick to the gut of middle-class families and blue-collar families that make America work. When their jobs go away, they're not going away to some other state. Their jobs are going away to China, and their jobs are going away to Middle Eastern countries. Scalise noted that carbon dioxide emissions in China associated with manufacturing and production are higher than their American counterparts. Scalise added, "Now some of those products that we buy are no longer made in America. They're made overseas in countries that even more carbon dioxide, all under the name of global warming and the Green New Deal." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.